The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This place, I have Echo. This is Aja Zola opening up for Black Rose, who will be joining us very shortly. She's still doing her stint in Detroit, helping those teachers there and the folks dealing with the water situation. And I'm sure she will give us an update when she joins us shortly. Delta Kuga, are you there? I see your number. Well, just unmute your phone. We are here with the latest and what's happening in your community, hot topics, what's on your mind, mind, body, and spirit with myself, which includes Melanin and me, Love the Body.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Hello. Hello, Dr. Cooper.
How you doing?
I'm fabulous. Fabulous. Splendid. How are you? Namaste, my dear. How are you?
Great. Doing great.
Great. How's the family?
Everybody's fine. You know, we had a very mom this weekend.
Right.
That was a hard thing to do. Because I don't care how old they are, you want them to stay right here with you. And mom was 87. God blessed her to get 87.
Okay, I was wondering how old she was. I met her. I had the pleasure of meeting
87.
Her. So I was wondering. Okay.
Yes, and she's been bedridden for a good little while now.
Has she?
Yes, and so God saw fit to say, it's time to come on in.
Okay. Well, she was sitting up when I visited her. So
yes.
Do you consider that as bedridden, or did she get sicker after I left?
She got sicker after you left because we could set her up in a chair, but then she had Alzheimer's. They said Alzheimer's go up to six or like 1 through 6, I think, and maybe a little higher, but she was in the last stage, and she was in stage 5, and
It
started, like, eating the brains, telling the brains not to eat. She wouldn't swallow, she wouldn't eat.
So when you saw her,
we could set her up in a chair, but
then
she had got to the place that you couldn't even pick her up and put her in the chair. She just moaned and hollered because it was hurting the body to just even pick her up.
Oh, what?
Yes. She my sister took care of her that night and put her to bed. Mm-hmm. And later on, my sister said she got up and checked on her and she was fine. When my sister woke up that morning, she was gone.
She was gone.
Yeah, because my sister slept. My sister put her bed in the den. And my sister moved her bed in the den so they could be right there together so she can take care of them. So I got to give my sister credit because my sister took care of her for 10 years.
Yes, well, I met her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now let's get on to our hot topics. I know
people
don't want to hear about my sad story.
Yeah, I just wanted to acknowledge, you know, it's always it's something when you miss a person, out of your life like that, like you said, even though you know that they're ill. When they're gone, it leaves something, you know. But think of her as her spirit still there with you always. Yeah.
Well, our first hot topic, we're going to get right on to, into our hot topic.
Okay.
Is me and you the only one on the line, Arja?
Let's see. Let me make sure that there's no one else that I am familiar with. Any other numbers? Let's see. Mother Hattie.
Anytime a listener or a caller wants to speak, they just hit star 6 and 1, and that'll signal, Aja.
Okay.
That'll signal?
Yeah, that'll signal. Okay. It'll put a little speech bubble by their name. By their number,
it'll put
a little blue
it'll
speech.
It'll put what by their name?
Oh,
okay.
A little bubble down there in the question and answer queue at the bottom.
All right, well, it's you and I.
Okay,
hi, Scotty. How are you?
Hi, Scotty.
I'm surviving behind enemy lines. For real.
Gotta stay behind enemy lines.
I'm surrounded.
Okay, go ahead.
our first hot topic is coming out of Palm Beach. We have an 8-year-old little black boy, I must say. 8 years old, his mother kept a gun in her drawer. The young man, 8 years old, took this gun and went, got his mother gun. He told his mother he was going to play at the park. This 8-year old child took this gun and went to the store.
To the store?
And to the store. He let his mother believe that he's going to the park. And the young man took the gun and went to the store. But when he went to the store, he was wearing a motorcycle helmet. And the young child walked in and brandished the gun and told them that it was a robbery and he wanted the money. 8 years old. Now, where an 8-year-old child learned this and put this
media
in,
from the media,
the
media, yes, all these
so
games
the young,
that they have on TV. So what happened? Let me interrupt you.
So the young man, he took the girl seriously, and he went to the store, and the people at the store saw how young he was.
Mm-hmm.
And they took and wrestled a gun from the young man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, they called his mother and they called the law.
Mm-hmm.
And they put him in a facility to get psychiatric help. Because ain't no 8-year-old child got no business going to try to rob a store. You go and get a gun, tell a lie, you go into the park. Something is wrong. And this is Palm Beach. 8 years old. What is going on down in Palm Beach?
Shoot, what's going on all over this nation?
Well, you can say that too.
I have some comments about that. I'll listen to your
Go ahead.
Okay. There's a phrase that what's her name? She's an artist. She's a singer. Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill has this song that says, "There is no consequences, no coincidence." That's it. Consequence is no coincidence. Okay. When we put games out, violent games, and the goal is to rob, kill, mangle people instead of the games that we used to play, we all used to play, younger people used to play, Pac-Man and stuff like that, These gangs are murderous, they're violent. We are teaching these children that this is the way. This is what we do. All these wars that we're constantly in, you want what I want, you won't give it to me, so guess what? I'm going to drop some bombs and some drones on you. Yeah, I may kill some innocent people, but they just happen to be in the way that's quote-unquote collateral damage. We see all of this on TV on a regular basis. It used to be hell for late night when the kids were in the bed, but now it's all day long, nothing but violence. That's why I really can't watch TV like I used to, because that kind of gets into my system, and I don't want all that negativity in my system. But we see so much violence, and these children, we are, as parents, I wouldn't have done it. I would not have done it. But we as parents, we buy these games for these children, and then we wonder, not you, Mother Dunning, not you, Delta Cougar, but some of the other parents of these children, we wonder what went wrong. So why ask why when we see all these things that are leading up to it? The consequence is no coincidence. The consequence of all that we're doing, it's not coincidental. It didn't just happen. These children didn't come out. He's only 8. He's still supposed to be connected with his spiritual self. He's already been disconnected at an extremely young age. He is still supposed to be untainted. He's still supposed to be running around doing things that he's not ashamed of because he's innocent. He did not come here with the thought in his mind to get a gun and go rob somebody. Like we were saying the other night, it's environmental. This little boy that I was talking about the other night, this little boy is headed to some danger. The one that I was saying, he says, you know, pointed people and calls them bitch. I hate to say that, but that's what he said.
And that's what the little boy told the lady at the store. I forgot to tell you.
Did he?
Yes, he called her that word and told her, give me the money.
See, they're learning this, and it's just so sad. He's supposed to be learning mathematics, multiplication, colors, and things like that. Not how to stick people up. Yeah, he's going to need a lot of counseling.
Let's go to our next story. We got another story coming out of Florida. We got a 21-year-old black woman, and they calling her the new Bill Cosby. She goes around to all the nightclubs and find rich men, and she goes and engages a conversation with them, and she takes them back to her room like she's going to have sex with them. Next thing you know, she's drugging them.
Oh.
She's putting pills in their drink and drugging them. The man said when they take a sip of the drink, they feel themselves getting woozy and they don't remember nothing else.
What does she do after that? The last man, she
goes and robs them of everything. And some men takes her back to their house. One, she robs some of their Rolex watches. Whatever she can steal from the home, she robs them of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 21 years old, and she has robbed.
She's very young.
Men. And she ain't no beauty queen either.
Well, you don't have to be a beauty queen when you're offering free sex these days. What you say, Scotty?
Right.
Oh, is that Kennedy?
Yes. Hey,
King B.
Hey, how we doing? Yeah, I was
wonderful.
I saw the picture of the young lady in the
building. Oh, you seen them?
Yes. You know, she just scantily clad. And, you know, old fossil to get very excited by a young hot to trot mama.
Yeah. It's the ego thing.
Yeah, so now she got a trick with him too. And they're gonna have some candy, but the candy that she gives him has a toxic twist.
Yeah.
Luckily, they're not dead, but she do lift them of their valuables.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she doesn't harm them.
No, just drugs. It's drugs. So she gives them drugs that puts them out while she can do her thing.
She had drugged over, excuse me, Candy, over 33 men.
How did they find out that it's the same lady?
I don't know, but the last man she stole from, she took $8,000.
Wow. So she's caught now, huh?
She was caught before, but they keep letting her go.
Oh, they're letting her go.
Yeah, she had done some time before, and she gets out, and she do it again. I think she did it at least four times. She's been in the system. But, you know, like, look, if you are not going to be held for a long period of time while you are incarcerated, you are given counseling to help you see the good foot. That was not done for her. She was just allowed to go out, and she does it again.
Is she white or black?
No, she's Latina.
Latino. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that answers
question. Okay, then we have another story. Now, y'all remember this story back here. Coming out of Chicago.
Chi-town.
The young man back here in 2012, his mama owned a beauty salon. And he was her only child. He was 21 years old. And he wanted to be a rapper, and he called himself UQ. And he wasn't but 21 years old.
Uh-huh.
And his mother's business was very successful. And this young man killed his mother in 2012. Mm. In order to get the insurance money, so he wouldn't have to work, so he can to go on to do his rapping business, his rapping career. But he killed his mother. Then also, he killed his mother in 2012. They just had his trial back here about 2 years ago, sometime in 2014 or 15, they had his trial, because I remember hearing about the trial. But this young man, he went to prison. He was found guilty for killing his mother in Chicago. A new story came on tonight. I'm going through my hot topics looking for some new stories. Someone killed him in prison. When he killed his mother, he wasn't no more than about 21, so now they say he's 23. Someone killed him tonight. They said when they got ready to do a head count, they went in to do the count. They noticed he was missing. They went to the bathroom and looked for him. And they found him bent over, laying on the thing, dead, with over 10 or 20 stab wounds in prison now. And saying he had been raped. And you know, this is what they did to this young man. Also, I want to back up. His father went to prison in 1990 for arson. Like when you set a house on fire, but he set the house on fire and two men were killed. He killed a 56-year-old man and a 43-year-old man in that arson charge. In that charge for burning down the house. So, now where did this young man pick this spirit up? Now, don't you think he got this from his father, if I'm wrong? The father's in prison for life for killing these two men. It says father was a drug dealer, and his father got life. Now the whole family is gone. The daddy's in prison for life. Ain't gonna get out. Now the young man done killed his mama at 21. And now his mama gone, father gone, now the young man gone. Someone done raped him and killed him. So
it was just the three of them. She only had one child.
She only had one child.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask y'all, do y'all think that's street justice for him? Do you think that was right for him?
Well, you know, with the violence condoned by the prison authorities, God knows what won't happen when you're dealing with racism, corruption, and incompetence in the prison system. The young black man never had the kind of guidance that he needed to have proper rearing and caring. So I just know that there are many, many black homes that are dysfunctional right now.
Yeah.
And this dysfunctional racist system, that you care less, because black people didn't listen to the great Malcolm Gladwell. He warned about us becoming a surplus race of people. So because we never latched on to the teachings of God, we don't know who we are or who we are. So our children are now the recipient of lack of proper guidance and nurturing, where now our children today see themselves as being like zombies, losers, this is Black History Month, and I'm hearing some awful, awful criminal acts being committed. That's in someone's own family. Tonight, out there in Queens, a young man killed his girlfriend's daughter, and tried to kill the other daughter, but the other daughter is in critical condition. But it says she should hold suit. But we're talking about black people's homes, many of the homes now, because of the economic crisis, are disintegrating. There is no realistic numbers about the high black unemployment. When you hear unemployment went down 4.7%, that's amongst white folks. They're not caring about the unemployment amongst black men, black American men in the black community. So you have all these young black men have nothing to do all day. They roam the streets all night, and they sleep all day. They have to get on drugs. They are now intensifying their problems, or exacerbating their problems, because they have no chance of wanting to feed themselves. They don't like themselves. So they take a drug that now gives them this euphoria, and it turns them into zombies. So we ain't seen nothing yet, but believe me, the black holes in many poor areas are disintegrating, rapidly disintegrating.
Let me give my input on the scene in the prison. I agree with King B about the environment that our children are being placed in and how it really is affecting them tremendously. And I mean, the only way we're going to change it is to change ourselves. But when it comes to violence in the prison, there are certain codes that they go by. Not that I've been there, but it's certain things that they do not like when you come there. One of them is they do not like men who harm children. Child molesters, they will take care of them. They will get them someplace quietly and you know, take care of them. They will kill them. Another I would assume is mother killers. You know, you take the meanest person, you know, they're gonna kind of stand by the mother, because, you know, mom takes you no matter what you do. You know, you can be a murderer and she'd be right in the court pleading for you. Just please don't kill my son. You know, I know he killed three people, but please don't kill my son. Just give him life. You know, so I guess maybe in prison, the reason why they did that to him is because he was convicted of killing his mom. And they just, you know, maybe that's one of the little things, the codes in prisons that they don't deal with too lightly. Mom killers, mother killers. I know they don't deal with child killers or child molesters well either. So the prison,
and they don't deal with women beaters.
I don't know about that. There's a lot of them sitting up in there.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, but if the prisoners get to them, they're gonna get them. Okay, and then let's move on into our other topic, and this kind of going with our story tonight. Beyonce is all online. Everybody is attacking Beyonce. Everybody is attacking Beyonce.
Not everybody.
Not everybody.
The majority of the whites, I'll put it like that. They
Saying
that Beyonce is causing discord, causing confusion.
Yeah. Like we're not already discording.
Said that she's promoting police killing. And by the way,
they don't need any help.
And by the way, they had a breaking news story, and I forgot to write it down, y'all, where it was from. They had two police were shot this morning. They died about 3 hours ago.
You don't know where they happened? Let me see.
I got it off the doctor's page.
But anyway, you got Beyonce. Everybody wants to go after her because
mostly white
because she's taking a stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I just
and she's proud of who she is.
Yes, and I just saw a new post a while ago where Serena Williams, the tennis player, got on her a Black Panther shirt. Got her hair in an afro, and got a black glove on, posted a picture of herself saying Black Power. So now this thing, you know, they're gonna be going after Serena Williams.
Yeah, well, you see.
Let them go after her. She's gonna have something for them because Serena does not play. She does not play. She doesn't care about hurting their feelings, white people's feelings. I love it.
Yeah, I hope that, as far as Beyonce is concerned, I hope she don't crack and say something nonsense like, oh, I didn't mean it that way. I love
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't think so. But as far as Serena,
yeah, I don't think
I know
so. She
right.
put a
I
lot into
right.
that.
Yeah, and you know, like, the thing about white folks, when it comes to black people being victimized by racist cops, they could cheer less. They feel that the police are on the front line keeping those savages from harming them. So when Giuliani, he spoke his mouth, opened his mouth, when he was mayor here in New York, believe me, y'all, he unleashed the most vile and vicious cop in the black community here in New York City.
Is it time? Excuse me, King D. I hear some little noise. Is it time for the break yet?
Well, it's 10:29, so go ahead.
You can pick right back up. Is it time for our break? I hear some little noise.
It is, everybody. Yes, it is. It's right about 10:30, so we might as well just go ahead on and
take a quick break. Hi, Black Rose. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Namaste. Mm-hmm. Sounds like everyone's having some good conversations going.
Yeah. And did you get the text I just sent you about Serena Williams? Did you see it?
I did see Serena.
We may be having a movement going on with these billionaires, because we know Serena Williams is a billionaire.
Oh, man. This.
I don't know if she's a billionaire.
I'm
tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, we are back. I wasn't sure if that was a continuation of the commercial break or what, because it's a tremendous amount of background noise going on. I don't know what that is, but yeah, thank you. That's a lot better. So anyway, so Delta, you were giving us your hot topic.
Yes, and one of them was Serena Williams, you know, coming out in her black shirt, saying black power, her Afro wig on, and got her black glove on, got her fist folded up saying, black power. And so I guess the movie stars, I guess with Will Smith them and all this other stuff, they're going to take a stand. Enough is enough. So next thing you know, they're going to be on Serena Williams trying to bring her down.
But you know what? Before Will Smith, there was I can't think of her real name. Victoria though on Young and the Restless. Oh my God. What is her name? Powell, I think is her name. But not Vanessa Powell. But anyway, so like about last year, sometime she started tweeting out that, you know, black people are not respected in Hollywood and the movie industry refuses to hire black executives. And that's the same thing that Will Smith was speaking about. So she's come out and spoken on this, and there have been a few other people, just a handful. And so I think that now more and more people are beginning, more and more of these so-called celebrities are beginning to realize that we're not going to support you. We're not going to continue supporting you if you can't take a stand like Nina Simone did, like Harry Belafonte.
Right. Amelia Hiley is her name.
What's her name?
Black Rose. Amelia Hiley. H-E-I-N-L-E.
They played on Young and the Restless?
Yeah, they played Victoria.
Oh, by the way, those two people, it was in Maryland. It happened in Maryland.
It was in Maryland.
Really? I thought it was in Chicago.
It's a sort of newsflash. It was in Maryland. Hmm. It's a mall in Maryland, definitely sure. Black Rose, good to hear your voice, girl.
Yes, hey, Candy. Well, you know, I've been here on this crazy campaign here in Detroit, and they had another Flint hearing today, and Governor Snyder said that he didn't see that it was important enough for him to sit in this hearing either, because he had to do his budget presentation.
He had the cover by the Republican committee, because he had the majority. He had no fear that they would turn on him and announce that he's arrested on site, and that he is a fugitive from justice, as well as Daryl Early, his daughter Early. These two clowns are the long ago been brought in for crimes against humanity.
Right,
and don't forget the EPA people. Let's not let them fly.
Sure.
And the MDQ, Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. Let's not forget them too, because those were two white females that were head of those departments.
Yes. And, you know,
people are letting them slide by.
That's right. You see, the mainstream media, you can't trust the mainstream, because in a town called Sebring, Ohio, you haven't heard no more talk when it first came out. When they found out that there were, who the names were, that was culprits that allowed the water to be poisoned with lead, they immediately took out legal procedure against the culprits. There has been no legal procedure against the governor, Rick Snyder, Donald Early, this clown who's head of the chairman of the congressional hearing, he's a Republican, of course. He said that they have to get the sheriff to hunt down Donna Early to bring him in. Well, it hasn't happened. I know he was just talking a good game, but it hasn't happened. Early is not going to be embarrassed and brought in chicken and screaming for congressional hearing. You know, you're talking about children, 9,000 children will be facing hardship of adjusting to their now doomed future. And there is no concern. This mayor shouldn't be ashamed of herself. Weaver, she got the people paying an exorbitant amount for water bill. And they're paying for poisonous water.
Yes, and then they told them that they would discount them, I think, like 33% or something like that. But still, I shouldn't have to pay for any water.
Any
and then
water.
They're telling these people, they're telling them that it's going to take them a year before they can figure out what to do. And then this same damn culprit-ass, crazy-ass governor is saying that he doesn't want to replace the pipes. He wants to do a study and go house by house to see which ones need to be replaced.
Come on.
Yes, wow.
I mean, look, hey, let's not forget, a year before the people of Flint found out officially that they were drinking poisonous water, the state office building in Flint, they were pumping in fresh water.
Yes.
But you know there's a red flag down everywhere, and that this governor, Rick Snyder, who's a Zionist Jew, by the way, needs to be brought to justice for crimes against humanity. If that was ISIS doing the same thing, it would be considered
Thank
a terrorist
you.
Act.
Thank you. There you go. And see, this is my thing. Now, King B, I have to say something on this. This is what I'm talking about. When people talk about ISIS and I'm afraid of ISIS and ISIS killing people, this man has killed a whole goddamn city.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay? It wasn't ISIS. It wasn't what's his name? Osama or Al Qaeda.
The North Korean leader.
It wasn't North Korea. It wasn't Iran. It was the damn state official.
Right. Yeah.
So this is what I'm talking about. When we can't sit here and let them tell us who the terrorist is.
Yeah.
Right.
When they demonstrate who the terrorist is.
They
clearly and plainly.
Poison
the water.
Yes. And willfully knowing that the state office building is being pumped in fresh water while they had the people drinking poisonous water, bathing in it, cooking in it, brushing your teeth in it. I would give them a choice of rope, cotton or silk. But these men must face justice.
Definitely.
If I say
we can't let this die down.
No. This is the information media. They don't show you what the White House is doing in Sebring, Ohio. But you know, they are not letting the culprits get away. The culprit is we know the culprits. See, Sharpton is not going to do it. Sharpton's at the congressional hearing. The first congressional hearing. Dr. Short was there. He said that Sharpton stayed for a hot minute and then left. Left. And who he had this circus this morning with at Sylvia's Bernie, the old man Bernie. Now Bernie is not a bargain for sure. Hillary is not a bargain, but they won't bring not a bottle of water to Flint. I sent email to Bernie's headquarters. I said, why don't you embarrass Hillary and bring truckloads of water to Flint. And that would endear black people to be known that this man here has a sensitivity of knowing what people are going through. Because, see, if Obama wanted to, he could have had the Army Corps of Engineers bring in those heavy-duty big tank trucks filled with fresh water, like they did the state office building. But Obama is not going to do it because he don't care. He does.
No.
He does what is politically expedient. This woman named Lynch, she's not going to bring handcuffs and indict this governor in Lansing. And, she, and the blacks, they're so out of it, they won't dare upset the business as usual going on in Lansing, where it's clear that nothing should be going on in Lansing until indictments are handed down.
Yeah, well, they are. They're protesting. They're protesting daily, and they're protesting here in Detroit. They were even protesting to have more bilingual people, bilingual speakers in state buildings and in the schools just yesterday. And they've been protesting in Lansing. I know of a group that did go to Lansing. Sorry about the noise. That's me that time.
Rat Rose.
Yeah. Yes.
Did they bring in any rat poisoning?
No, they have not. They have not.
Black Rose, we have a caller.
Okay.
When do you want to take the call? It's a caller
take the call.
At 9504. I'm going to take you off. You had a little background noise earlier, so please make sure you don't have any background noise. If you're ready to speak, call at 9504.
How you doing?
Hey,
great.
How are you?
How you doing,
bro? All right. I just wanted to speak on the little kid situation and the idiot got killed in prison. I had a situation with my son. I had custody of him, 7 years old. Before I got him, his mom had him in dope houses and all this stuff. So I got him, got his act together, school, basketball. Well, she comes back from out of state and sends CPS to my house, all this BS, to get her son back. The courts never gave me full custody. You know, they don't care. Talking about get her served in another state. How am I supposed to do that? She should be no longer involved once she leaves her child, but they don't care. So, long story short, I gave him back to, you know, his mom or whatever, because neither one of us had custody, and I went to go get emergency. They wouldn't give it to me. It's been 3 weeks now. I still haven't gotten any paperwork. And these mothers are acting like these children are their friends. They're not being mothers.
Oh.
They're right. She immediately posted a picture on Facebook with him in a T-shirt. Louis Vuitton belt, sagging, looking like a little thug. You know, no discipline. You know, they just letting them be who they are, you know? And the idiot that killed his mama, that was a hit. Like you said, Ben Rule, they don't play like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come into prison, they got inmates that are clerks. That do your paperwork, assign you to where you're going to be living and things of that nature. So these inmates alert other inmates and let them know, hey, man, your people just came in here with this on his jacket. Y'all going to deal with him or we going to deal with him?
Okay.
Now, if you don't deal with him, that can cause a race riot.
Hmm.
If another race gets the paperwork and you know, whatever gang he's, if he's a Crip or Blood or whatever he's affiliated with, they talk to the leader of that person in the prison and let him know, hey, y'all go deal with this or we go deal with this. And us black people in prison, we deal with our own just like any other race. They deal with their own. So, yeah, that's what happened to him.
Okay.
Yeah. And pray for Flint, man.
Yeah, indeed. And let's help Flint.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Let's help Flint.
Don't let it die.
Let's keep the story going.
Let's keep
pushing for this governor to be indicted and charged and arrested and served time. I mean, just go through the whole process of it all.
Yeah, the whole process.
Speaking of high officials, you notice how the mayor of Chicago is no more militant demonstrations to get him to resign. It's as if it never happened.
Yes, people are pushing for him to resign.
But it's not like it was.
For him to resign.
It's not like it was running in the early days where it was really, really militant, very,
Well, y'all, not to cut you off, y'all know they're talking about taking their houses and their kids if they don't pay their water bills.
That's right.
Well, what they want to do is remove all of those people from Flint anyway and take that land.
They're in the way.
It's always about land. As Malcolm, I love to quote Malcolm. As Malcolm said, revolution is about land. It's bloody, it's about land. These people want the land. Same thing in Ferguson. Ferguson, I think it was the city council had a meeting about developing that Ferguson area into an extended airport area. And so if they can just get all those people out of there through whatever means.
The same thing in Benton Harbor.
So, like, even with Darnell Early resigning February the 29th, but he still served, about a year. And see, their terms are only 18 months anyway. And then they moved him to another city to do the same thing. So it's really not a big win for him to resign because he's already done everything. He's siphoned all the money out of the system. His children were allowed to be poisoned. And it's not just him. It was the emergency manager before him as well who signed that contract. And Darnell Early enforced it. So they need to go all the way back.
That's it.
Don't just put it on Darnell Early as a scapegoat.
That's why
he's saying that EPA woman, Susan Hedman, and I can't think of this other lady's name that was head of the MDQ, Michigan Department of Environmental Equality.
Yes.
Equality.
Malcolm said you don't bring the puppeteer. Malcolm said you don't bring the puppeteer. The puppeteer is Snyder.
That's right.
He handpicked these puppets. And Donald Early was a willing puppet.
That's right. None at all. It's just like when you read the stories on the plantation when the slave master picked the black man to go do the whipping.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Who was his name on Django? Another thief.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then all of these emergency managers are over black cities. Majority black city.
Imagine.
So,
yep.
This is on Obama's watch. On his watch.
That's it.
So you can't tell me this man is not aware of what's going on.
I mean, like he
but
wasn't
you can't
aware.
Blame everything on Obama now.
No. I'm not going to be lenient on him. Listen, he
thank you, King B. He's got to be held accountable.
Yes.
He is the leader. He's got that chair. The president. No.
As far as in Detroit, Michigan, he knew that the housing, predatory lending loan engineered by Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac was destroying the housing stock of in Detroit, Michigan. Obama didn't care.
That's right.
Black people are so out of it in Detroit because of the Kilpatrick. He killed the town. They put in a white mayor who could care less about black people's plight. But black people put in this white man to be their mayor, thinking that he would do the right thing. But Obama met with the white mayor across the water in at this East College town. But he didn't want to go across to vote for to be with the blacks who put their vote on the line for him to be a second term president.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so sad that this man Obama
has he even been to Flint? Has Obama even been to Flint?
No way, no.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
He hasn't even bought, he hasn't even said a truckload of water.
And Michelle and those two little girls, they need to be going over to Flint distributing water just like everybody else.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
pull out his little executive order pen, like he said he was going to do at the not this past State of the Union, but the one before,
pull out your little pen like you said you were going to do and do some executive orders for people, not just gay people, but for the people.
Right.
So you said
thank you.
He can sit here
thank
and write
you.
Executive orders for gay people. He can tweet to the little boy when they were trying to, what was it, expel him or not allow him to speak at the graduation because he wanted to
right.
Gay. He can sit there and tweet to him and have thumbs up, yeah, you go, and all of that stuff, but he don't have nothing to say or do for
hey,
people.
He had
and that's
the White
money
House.
That he's trying to release, that's not any money. Not when you're sending billions of dollars to Israel every year. That's no money that they're sending over the flank. Give me a break. Hey,
no, so showing how much he cares about the gays, he had the White House flood lights, the gay colors coming up, shining on the front, on the White House. When the gays had the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the gays. We're talking about a man that has no shame. He sucks from the same nipple as Sharpton. Sucks from the same nipple. Has no affinity to the people who voted. Black people invested in Obama. But don't forget that originally the blacks was not for Obama. They was for Hillary. But after he won the key primary votes, like
in South Carolina.
There
once
you go.
He won South Carolina, then all the black people. No, once he won, I think it was Iowa. Once he won Iowa, and then he went to South Carolina. Then that's when all the black people jumped on the bandwagon. But look, let's not talk over Delta because Delta said we shouldn't blame Obama. Let's hear Delta's position as to why we shouldn't put some kind of blame on. Let's be fair. Come on,
Well, the reason I say that because, like, when everything go wrong, everybody's blaming the president. We got to take some of our own responsibility. And, like, the people in power got to take responsibility. But most of all, the black man who's the city management, when he knew that he was killing his own people. Now, and nobody done anything about it. Now, what I say they should do, they should all be in jail. Now, that's what Obama should be trying to do is get them put in jail. These people need to be in jail. These people need to not be out walking the street in order to do this again. If you've done this one time, you will do it again.
Well, I agree with you on that point. He does need that's what I'm saying. He needs to be enforcing something to have this man removed so that he can be arrested and indicted.
Mm-hmm. But he got a whole. I heard that there's a whole
he's
lot
complicit.
Of flicks. There's a whole lot of flicks in this country that pipes are rotting, and that people. That's why a whole lot of bottled water is destroyed by most Americans. Because they know their water system is messed up. But a lot of cities have destroyed their quality of water to save money. Like Dayton, Ohio, with a whole lot of blacks on the city council voted to reduce their quality of drinking water. You got a whole lot of blacks on the city council.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like we are our own worst enemy. Because you know, we got these blacks that have no, they have their clueless, rendering them to be useless, and just like the short call them black necks. Black necks, that is the rednecks.
Absolutely.
They will do whatever they do is to please their master, get brown points, and to inflate their checking account.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah.
And many of them,
I agree.
Many of them are Greeks.
So, there's no real loyalty to the people. That's what I see.
They consider the masses asses.
The masses are asses. That's what they consider them. Exactly right, Ken. What did Queen Mother Moore used to say, Candace? Can't be the children, you're too slow.
You're too slow. Always,
too slow.
She always lamented that phrase. Children, you know, she gave me a one-on-one. Her and her sister gave me a one-on-one it was a fireside chat, a real fireside chat. And gave me, and just broke it down to me. 3 hours of the night, Queen Mother Moore giving me a one-on-one with her beloved sister. I said, what a high honor. I never forget it. She always said, my people are just too slow. They don't get the white men hate their guts. How they ruin our brains. She said, you're suffering from oppression, tobacco, neurosis. Damage done to our brains. The white men didn't tell us about how we destroyed our brains, but we're suffering from it today. You know, look how many blacks was cheering on Sharpton with the circus in Harlem today. They should be throwing tomatoes at him. Colonel Milk. Anything to ruin his $2,000 suit. The very idea, here's a man that has no shame who threw Ramsey Orton under the bus.
Under the bus.
Under the bus.
No, so what do y'all think about Sharpton meeting with Bernie Sanders?
Hello, anybody want to say something? Why go?
No, you go ahead. I don't have any.
I think that Sharpton has become such the delusion of grandeur that he thinks himself that he is our second coming of Dr. King. So, when Bernie's sitting down with Sharpton, it's like giving Bernie the okay that to black folks that he is a good man, he's a righteous man. And Sharpton don't have no credibility in the black community. He has been chased out of Missouri. Everywhere he goes, people let him know that he has no clothing on. He's been exposed. Between him and Jesse Jackson. These guys are useless. They have no shame. They have no ethical values. It's just so sad that Sharpton has not been chased out of policy after all this time. But this thing meeting with the old man Bernie, it was a circus, a real circus.
Anything that he does to me is like a circus. It has no good intent. I see no good intent.
He was a fat one before. Now he's a skinny one. He's a skinny anaconda. You know what an anaconda does? Can swallow a donkey. You know, and like Sharpton is a very dangerous man because anytime he would come to the rescue of his own estranged wife, she was being preyed upon by predatory cops. When he realized who her husband was, he didn't even send her a lawyer, so she could sue the city of New York for false arrest. She had to cop a plea, and she couldn't sue the city of New York. But go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just want to ask a question.
No, you watch this.
After the break.
You know, you watch the scenario with how Sharpton is going to try to engineer in key areas as he goes. Bernie goes. He's going down south. Well, you got this guy named James Claiborne. He's going to be looking up to, I think, Hillary. But Hillary, this woman is getting a serious headache from the horrible way she was beaten in New Hampshire. That was
Oh my God, Bernie, he gave her a beating.
Hey, I didn't think he was going to beat her that bad. Because she lost. They said she even lost the women's vote. No, not to mention the youth, but she even lost the women's vote.
Yeah. People are, you know, pretty hip to Hillary now, although there will be people that will vote for her because she's Hillary Clinton and because she's a woman. Yes. But, yeah, I want to, speaking of women, and then we'll take a quick break. Does anyone know who Jill Stein is?
Who?
Jill Stein. S-T-E-I-N.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay, Jill Stein. She's a woman. And she is the declared 2016 Green Party presidential candidate. We don't hear about her. Now, Donald Trump has got free media time. Free media time to promote his presidential election. So we'll come back and we'll talk more about that and
more about what you want to talk about after we take our break.
Muted. Unmuted.
We actually already on air. I've just been playing some music. Do a mic check. Mic check, testing. All right.
Yo, can you hear me good? Sister Angela, can you hear me good?
You're kind of low, but I still do hear you.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Right here? That's much better. Okay. So I'm just gonna introduce you as my co-host, and then I'm gonna give the floor to you, so that.
Okay. Let me set it up. Okay. Right. Once you introduce her, you want to tell people what that clip, you know, Zimmer side. You want to tell them that's what they heard at the start of the program.
Hello.
Yes, I don't know what's going on.
Sound like somebody playing some clips there, but I'll handle the breaks. Don't worry about it. I got them. All right. So y'all listening to the Lotus Place Radio. Excuse that interruption. We'll be right back on the other side.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
What happened at the New Orleans? Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklace. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I'm a baby
hammer. Yeah, that little Beyonce came hard on that one. I got to give it to her. I don't even like
I do
Beyonce.
Too. Me
I mean,
too.
I don't even check for Beyonce like that, but. And she said, you mix that Negro with that Creole, you get that Texas Bama. I said, go ahead, girl. Is
yes.
Is she trying to come out with a little something? Is she trying to make a black statement? Or is she just putting on the charade and performing for us? I don't know, but we'll get back to Beyonce. I want to read a little bit about Jill Stein. Jill Stein is... let's see, she's a physician, reformer, environmental activist. She felt compelled to put aside her career as a doctor of internal medicine and run for president. Let's see, she first entered the political arena when she ran for governor of Massachusetts in 2012. She was a candidate in that office
in 2010 before accepting the Green Party's nomination for president in 2012. She built her campaign on two main issues. The first was her advocacy for the environment, taking a page from the Franklin Roosevelt playbook. She called for a Green New Deal that would see investments in green energy, green jobs, and to address the global climate change, but to put Americans to work as well. She rejects the argument that environmental regulations and conversions to green energy somehow destroy jobs and harm the economy. She's an activist for a strong middle class. Let's see. She was arrested while protesting against Fannie Mae in Philadelphia. And the second came as she attempted to take part in a presidential debate in October 12th. Let's see. But if she rejects the argument, no, let's see. She focuses on building a sustainable infrastructure in terms of jumpstarting the economy. And let's see. She was on the ballot in 85% of the country in 2012. Why do we never hear about Green Party candidates?
We never do. We never do.
Nobody, and
that's a choice.
Yeah, nobody knows this woman. We don't hear about the Green Party candidate. It's always these two little parties that are pretty much the same. You know, and so like Hillary, now she's running as a progressive, and the other year she was a moderate, and all of this stuff. And
she flip-flops.
Yeah, I mean, she just goes with the wind. I mean, she really does. But I mean, I know people are going to vote for Hillary, and I'm not trying to tell anybody how to vote or anything like that. But to me, it's just like, it's just, I couldn't even hold my nose and go in and vote for her. I just couldn't do it. I could not do it. And I will not do it. If she's a candidate, I'm voting Green Party. I'm just.
Me too.
I'm voting Green Party. Yeah, or either right, like that, what Brother Brown said, I vote for Malcolm X and Dr. King.
Mm-hmm.
I vote for me. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure won't be voting for Hillary Clinton. But, so did anybody see Beyonce's Super Bowl halftime performance? I've yet to see the performance.
Yeah, me too.
I should pull it up on YouTube. I'll pull it up. I've been meaning to. I've just been busy. But did anybody else see it? Delta? King B? Oh, I think we lost King B. Delta, you're still there. You watched the Super Bowl. Delta? Oh, Lordy. Mm-hmm. Well, neither one of us were able to see her performance, but I've heard all the backlash and the controversy surrounding her video, saying that she's inciting riots and going against the police because of the stinking car and the little boy standing in front of the police officers dancing in the her formation video. And
they have a problem with the little boy dancing too.
Yeah, problem with the little boy dancing in front of the police officers in the video and all of this. And she has a lot of symbolism in the video. I mean, a tremendous amount of symbolism. I like the way the video starts out with the, who is it? It's Big Frida and Messy Maya, I think, that are speaking in the beginning when they say, what happened in the New Orleans?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like these scenes from, you know, Katrina with the houses underwater. You know, people are liking this whole Flint issue to Katrina. They're saying that this is Governor Snyder's Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I don't think he dropped the ball. I think he just played his part in this whole big plan of actually poisoning these people, creating a whole generation, a whole city of people that will essentially and eventually become zombies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cognitive abilities reduced and disturbed and delayed. So
I think he knew exactly what he was doing. And so for him to come back now and try to say, oh, well, you know, we really need to help the people of Flint. How are you sitting here and say that when you knew that the water was poisoned?
Yeah.
You knew it.
Who doesn't know the damages of lead poisoning? We've known about that, I mean, for decades.
Absolutely.
You know. And we know that it's irreversible.
Yeah.
It's just, damage is irreversible.
As King B stated, there are a lot of plants around here. In Gulfport, that water down there in Gulfport, Mississippi comes out orangey brown too. I've seen it. So there are a lot of plants. So the people down there in Gulfport, they may need to try to link up with the Flint people and ask them for that man number up there. What's his name? Dr. Edwards from Virginia. They need to send some of their water samples. Yes,
exactly.
Samples. Send some of their water samples to him. They really do.
They really do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen some of that Mississippi water too, and I'm like, I don't even want to wash my hands in it.
How are you telling people that the water is okay? I mean, it's the same thing in Flint. You're telling these people that the water is okay, but it's coming out the faucet brown.
Right.
Orange. Rust color. Just like the water in Flint. Same color. Same exact color. So, no. Something's just really not right. So, I do see more people beginning to speak up and speak out and stand up. And voice their concerns on different issues. And I'm so glad. And sometimes we have to have these people like Mike Brown, Eric Gardner, and so many other people, Sandra Bland, just countless people that we've seen viciously, unnecessarily murdered over the past few years. And it's caused us to wake up. I wonder what happened with this little boy that was a Black Lives Matter activist who was supposed to be running for mayor in Ohio, all of a sudden found dead, or shot himself, so they say. Shot himself on the steps. Yeah, he was some kind of Black Lives Matter activist. He used to do some work in the homeless community because he was homeless also. And I think he was only like 23. So he went on the steps of some Ohio building. Of course, there's no film, no recording of it. But you can record everything else, but that's not recorded. Anyway, give me a break. So, the young man apparently, allegedly committed suicide on the steps. He was running for mayor in Ohio, and I hear that this other Twitter activist, and I do mean Twitter activist, what's his name? Something McKeeson. I can't think of his first name. Now he's just supposed to be the nation's activist, and so he's running for mayor in Baltimore. Dick Creighton, Meekerson, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he's running for mayor of Baltimore. It's amazing now. You can be a Twitter activist and then you run for mayor. Wow. Interesting. Or you can be a Donald
He's a
Trump
Twitter activist and running for mayor. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He's had quite a few articles written about him. He, you know, gave a few interviews on CNN, and he was very active in the Mike Brown protest. But, I mean, he was just like a Twitter activist. I mean, nobody knows these people. They tweet. I mean, they go to a few protests, and they make a few comments. And all of a sudden, they're popular because they have this money backing them. So I find that quite interesting.
That is interesting. Just out of nowhere. Just make a few comments about what you think. Which everybody has that. Everybody has an opinion.
Right. Yeah. So do you have a mind, body, and spirit force?
Yes, I do. I want to talk about magic, distraction. You remember the little magic shows that used to come on TV back when you were a child? Yes, yes. Yes,
the
we got
man.
The.
I think he was the. Yeah. That was his
side
hustle.
It sure was. And you actually got to go on stage. Not on stage, mm-hmm. but on set. On set. Right. Okay, so when you're watching the magicians, they're doing all kinds of little things with their hands, and then it suddenly something appears, and you're like, wow, you know, how did that happen? That's fantastic. That's really cool, you know. So my topic tonight is distractions, magic, illusionists, mentalists, whatever you want to call them.
I like to say illusionist because that's what I refer to them as, an illusionist, because it's an illusion.
Okay. It's an illusion. So, this is a description of an illusionist. Illusionist is a person whose work is marked by creating an illusion, something that appears to be real but is not. Someone who uses distractions to perform tricks by sleight of hand and amazes their audience with one constant maneuver after the other, all the while keeping the audience distracted as they perform their seemingly amazing feats. Okay?
Absolutely.
So, we got tragedies over here, killings over there, unbelievable travesties in places that once flourished, some in our own city. We spend countless energies going back and forth, trying to figure out the logic, the whys, when there is no logic, not on the same sense, the logic is chaos. Chaos causes reaction. The reaction requires a solution. The solution causes more chaos. And that's the plan. We find ourselves in a constant daily battle, spinning our magnificent wheels, as you will, using all our God-given talents, intellect, and everything that our power to fight against these treacherous doings without any kind of protection of our own. If we're not grounded, if we're not spiritually strong in unison, if we have been turned against one another, man against woman, child against parent, man-made religions against timeless spirituality, and implanted with the centuries-old seed of self-hate, we'll be continuously tossed from one created crisis to another, accomplishing nothing except loss of time and missed opportunities because we're stuck on someone else's Ferris wheel instead of nurturing our own, stressing out over what someone else is doing, what someone else is doing to us, and wondering what we're going to do about it, waiting on someone to tell us what our next move should be, so they too can be targeted and erased. And have you noticed, listening audience, when there appears to be some headway or chess move in the favor of the oppressed, that another quote-unquote distraction happens that takes your attention from the last one? Like pulling puppet strings, like,
yes.
We want your attention over here. For instance, mm-hmm. you remember when the college incident with the treatment of the students of color and the football team refused to play, and how resignations immediately failed, because, I mean, that was money. I mean, football is money. We talk about that all the time. It affects so many avenues. So, I mean, quickly, I mean, that was corrected. And then other colleges chimed in. It was like it was a college revolution, you know, Stanford and your other colleges started, you know, getting in on it, saying, hey, you know, it worked for MU or MO, whatever college that was. We're going to do the same mm-hmm. thing. But suddenly there was the ISIS in Paris. Everyone whipped their necks around so quickly to pay attention to that, they forgot all about the college situation. It's old news. A note mm-hmm. was sent out to people to change their profile picture to the Paris flag. You know, everybody just, those poor people in Paris. You know, people in Africa have been dying all the time, being killed all the time. So this was a new distraction, a new trick. The magician's hands are always moving, never idle, working on the next trick while we are being distracted. When the cop was found guilty of molesting those 8 women, that he, when he was accused of 13, he was only found guilty of 8. Suddenly, there was another ISIS crisis in Fresno, California, because that was a big deal. For a cop to be found guilty of such a heinous crime of raping, you know, black women on a repeated basis, so they whipped our necks around from that, and suddenly people were talking about the ISIS crisis in Fresno. Come on now, that's a ghetto. Who's gonna be in Fresno, California? So what we're doing is we're being puppets, just turning our head, being distracted by the magician's sleight of hand, because while he's doing this over here, then we're looking over here, and then suddenly something has happened, and we're like, wow, how did that happen? Because whatever they throw at us, we grab it and we chew on it, from one sensational news wagon to the next, distracting us from the real issue. And we're constantly being pulled like puppet strings. So how can we advance? How can we improve upon ourselves? How can we focus on ourselves and evolve when we are constantly being distracted by the magician, the illusionist, with one sensational event created after another? So it's time for us to look at things with our third eye. Notice the pattern. Stop. When a sensational news hits the airwaves, we should see what else is going on while the illusionist performs his tricks behind the scenes. Try to see things with our third eye, what is being covered up to distract us right before our eyes. When we decalcify our third eye, we will see the illusionist at work, and we won't be fooled, hoodwinked, and constantly bamboozled. Now, Black Rose, can you relate to what I'm saying, or all this is just Greek?
No, I totally can relate to it, because that's the game, that's the illusion that we continue to be, we have to deal with this and face this daily. Mm-hmm. Every time everything you stated, when something happens, then here comes something else that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I can't remember what was going on. I think it was when Charles DeBose, I believe it was when Charles DeBose in Cincinnati, Ohio, was shot on camera in the head by this police officer. Big story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, like 2 days later, so that we couldn't keep talking about police brutality and how these police just simply kill us, then all of a sudden, this blimp that somehow became disconnected or whatever, and it's just floating around in the sky. So that was big news for 2 days.
Mm.
So that was an illusion. That was a distraction.
Yes.
Away from death.
Yes.
I believe Sam DeBose was killed. And that was on the hearts and minds of everyone.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, the big news story is a damn blimp. Who cares about a blimp?
Who gives a flying freak? You know,
yes.
It's a game. It's a game, and we keep falling for it. You know, we get so excited. We get so caught up and wrapped up into every sensational news that hits the airwaves. When it's an illusion, it's part of the plan.
Yeah, it's part of the plan.
We have to know what our enemy already knows about us. They have studied us. That's why they're always 3 steps ahead.
And 20 years ahead.
Yes, yes. We're in the middle of a war, and we have powerful weapons locked away inside our own closets, inside of us. And what we have to do is turn the key. Yes. But right now we're not focused. You know, we just boop 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 all over the place.
Bombarded with a bunch of sensationalized so-called stories. I'm not even going to call them news stories.
No, no.
I can't even call some of this news stories. Let's welcome in Icy Hot. Icy Hot is with us. Icy Hot, I'm so sorry. I forgot that was one of your phone numbers. I'm glad that I did take a minute and read my text. Hey, Icy Hot and Delta's back with us. Delta, you got to stay on the line with us now. Excuse me. Hey, Icy Hot.
Hi.
How are you?
Can you hear me? Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm great, great. Well, I did see that Beyonce thing. That's why I was trying to get in. And I said, oh, I guess they don't hear me in on this. And so,
What number are you calling from? I should have so I can write it down because I'm not familiar with that number.
Oh, okay. Area code 507.
507. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Great.
So, what did you think about Beyonce's video?
I thought it was so cute. Very choreography was just astonishing. It was it was amazing. I'm looking at
you liked it.
Loved it. It was great. It was great. It was off the charts. Top notch. Good.
Thank you.
Yes. As far as the political summation of it, I didn't look at it, of course, like the former mayor Giuliani looked at it when he said it was inciting something. This country has been inciting us for so long,
hasn't it?
Haven't incited us now. I don't know what this guy could possibly be talking about. And
right.
He goes on Don Lemon tonight, and he's talking about how he's been at, you know, the police officer's side, and he's still talking about black people killing black people a lot more than police officers killing black people.
Oh, please.
On that bandwagon, and that's, you know, his right to see it that way. However, we don't want anybody killing anybody, and the police officers are supposed to be peacekeepers and makers when we know what they have in there now.
Exactly.
Something else. A lot
exactly.
of it. And the ones who are not there, they're going along with it because they're not saying anything about it, and it's gotten to be pretty rough. Like I said, when I become public enemy number one, I know there's a problem in America. Miss walk the chalk line. But, you know, all my life, Miss walk the chalk line. Not saying that I can't do anything wrong, but it's like, what? That means something's really wrong with the system.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm perfect, but there's a lot of things wrong with the systems every place you look in terms of corruption. Everywhere, you know, it's just backwards now. What's right is wrong, and what's wrong is right nowadays. And it doesn't start and stop at the police officer. It goes all the way throughout our local community in terms of, you know, just like even the banking industry, the housing industry, how people were allowed to, you know, this predatory loan stuff. All of that stuff is it's just illegal. People shouldn't have been able to do that to people in the community, but it was done because they wanted, the land.
Yeah.
The land.
Of the people in those inner cities, so they have other plans for the land, and just like Ferguson. And, I don't know, did you all talk about yet the Ferguson thing that Mother Dunning brought up?
It's worth mentioning again because second hour, so yes, Delta.
Oh, I was making sure you can hear me. That's all.
Yeah,
it was on CNN the night that Loretta Lynch is filing a
it's going to be filed within 24 hours. And she's supposed to be dismantling the police department. They said they had a board meeting, and they had the people went to them, went to Ferguson to tell them what they wanted them to do, and that this was the plan, and Ferguson said no. So then also they said they have been, Ferguson was, the police was set up to really to discriminate, and they said they still doing it. So she is filing a paper in the morning, and within 24 hours, she's filing for the whole police department to be dismantled. So they made that on breaking news.
You mean in Ferguson?
In Ferguson, that was a breaking news story. So if you go online, RJ, you can look it up on the computer.
Let me say this. I think, and I hope I'm wrong, it still is going to go back to the land. I think they want Ferguson, period, off the map and level that town, period.
Yes.
So they could do the expansion on the airport, and that's what it's all about. And here yeah. again, our people will be used to help
mm-hmm.
the people at the powers that be to do what they want to do with the land. Person mm-hmm. in a high place and position like that. I could be wrong. I hope I am, but you watch. Mm-hmm. There will be no more Ferguson pretty soon, and they will be expanding their airport. You see, this country is getting ready for some super duper stuff that we can't even imagine in our heads. I really think that's what's going on.
And the illusionist is at work. They are at work behind the scenes.
When everything is in place, then we're going to start seeing the camps go up, too. Like conversations like we're having, it'll just be like South Africa. They'll be bumping in your door, talking about, come on, y'all.
We mm-hmm. take you to the
come
camp.
On out. You're a dissident. Yeah. You're a defector, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. they think that's where it's headed. So I hope yeah. I'm wrong on the Ferguson thing, but I don't think there will be a Ferguson.
Mm. I think that that's their plan. We need to take another quick break, our last break of the night, and then we'll come right back and just pick back up on all of this. Loretta Lynch, illusionist, voting, love, whatever you want to talk about, Beyonce's video. I have another little point I want to bring out about her video. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I think what you're trying to ask is, why am I so insistent upon giving out to them that blackness, that black power, that black pushing them to identify with black culture? I think that's what you're asking. I have no choice over it. In the first place, to me, we are the most beautiful creatures in the whole world, black people. I mean, and I mean that in every sense, outside and inside. And to me, we have a culture that is surpassed by no other civilization, but we don't know anything about it. So again, I think I've said this before in this same interview, I think at some time before, my job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, and just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them. And I will do it by whatever means.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network.
Come on, 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 come on
was Nina Simone speaking on that blackness. And a little Erykah Badu, Twinkle, Twinkle, Twinkle. I like that song. Thank you, Aja, for keeping me to that Twinkle, Twinkle, Twinkle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They don't know their language. They don't know their God.
You know, that's something that Dick Gregory always says. He always says, what God are you praying to?
Mm-hmm.
What God are you praying to?
Mm-hmm.
And we still going through all of this. And I love it in mm-hmm. that song, Twinkle, Erykah Badu's song. There's a lyric in there where she says, our grandparents fought for nothing because we still
right.
in the ghetto.
Right.
You know, all of that that these people have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still going through the same thing. We still have people being killed daily as if they were being lynched daily.
And as you talk about that, you know what came to my mind? You mentioned Dick Gregory. I was listening to him earlier today, as well as Dr. Claude. What's his last name, Ashira? Dr. Claude. Is it Anderson? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
yeah.
so interesting. And I had forgotten about this history and these slave rebellions, the one John Horse with the Seminoles.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear too much about that. You hear about the failures. You hear about the ones that didn't succeed, but you never hear about the one, the Florida one, where they were running back and forth all over the South to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Which explains perhaps some of the Rosewood stuff, because they had been, you know, that war had been going on, and the slaves were rebelling, and this John Horse, who was, I believe, a Seminole, mixed with African Indian, and those were the largest slave rebellions in U.S. history. But you don't hear about that fighting. You don't hear about him and the work that he did, which was very successful. So our history gets so buried, and it makes some of us think sometimes that, you know, the battle is being lost, when in effect, earlier
exactly.
You were talking, and to be very honest with you, okay, I know we have the trauma from the slavery and that kind of thing, but to be very honest with you, I really think many of the Caucasian people have suffered too from the trauma of that. They're mentally ill from it, and some were already mentally ill, of course, during the colonies when they first came here, because they emptied the penitentiaries and the mental institutions out in Europe to bring them here to settle, which, you know, they had a head start on us for as it comes to mental health issues. But I think a lot of the things that go wrong in our country and all this corruption is directly related to that, because the people, you know, that are in places, they have some serious mental health issues and drug issues as well.
I want to just speak briefly on what you just said right there with the mental health and drug issues. Now, heroin is on the rise. You know, Brother Brown has been speaking about this, and now they have this heroin lean stuff going on with these people just standing on the streets in Baltimore, just high off heroin, and they just leaning over. I mean, it's just like zombies. Once again, here we go with the zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And remember,
mm-hmm.
they've been having all of these movies about the zombie apocalypse and all of this stuff. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is Obama came out with his little executive order. Once again, that's why I say he can do any kind of executive order that he wants to do. He has allocated, I forgot the amount, so many millions of dollars for these heroin addicts. And who are most of the heroin addicts? The white children.
Mm.
So it's always something to help a certain group other than a group that you would think he would help.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's why pointing my finger at him. You can come up with all of this money to do all of these other things. Send money to Israel. Help some little heroin addict children and all of that. What about these children over here in Detroit that's sitting up in these filthy schools, dismal condition. What about that? Write an executive order for that. You're going to put the money back into the hands of the same people that swindled the money. Now, Governor Snyder is asking for like $72 million, but he's sitting here telling these people, but it's not going to go directly to the schools. I mean, they're so blatant with it. They're letting you know, I'm taking this money. I'm taking it. Period. So why are you even asking for the money? Because you're going to take it. It's crazy. So.
And I also, like to say something too about the heroin. Well, down here in Mississippi, the heroin is picking up real big among black kids. Down here too, the black kids, a lot of them, they are leaving the crack and they are going to heroin. That's the new drug of choice. They saying, this is what they said now on TV. They said that most of the people are getting so addicted to the crack, it don't even faze them anymore. So they got to move up to something else. And I know, speaking from Mississippi, from where I live, I know heroin is on the rise. And it's on the rise among black kids and white kids. But the white kids been using it really all the time, but the black kids is on the rise here in Mississippi with it.
So President Obama proposes $1.1 billion, that's a B, $1 billion in new funding to address the prescription opiate abuse and heroin use epidemic. But there's no money for the children to go to school. No money for books. No money for computers at a school that's supposed to be a technology school. No money to build homes for the homeless. No money to fix the pipes in Flint. But $1.1 billion so we can help y'all with your heroin addiction. Really?
Really? Wow. Well, that's that drug industry, you know, and that's, you know, corporate America is going to benefit from that. So anytime you can filter some money through, like you did the bank bailout, just like we did the, like you're saying, the drug industry for drug addiction at pharmaceuticals. And so that's that, I think, that shadow government that enforces what they want, they get.
They get the money from them. So, Delta, are you ready for your letter?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, let's see. So, Delta, this person, we have another woman who's written in. This is a relationship question. And she says she's confused. Okay. So, Delta, she starts out saying, Dear Delta, I need your help with this. Anybody needs Delta's help? I need your help with this. There's a new guy that I have been dating for about almost 3 months. That's a little 3 month point. For almost 3 months. We've only gone out on 2 dates. And all of the other times that we have been together, it's always him wanting to either come over to my house or me come over to his house, or we sit in his car. Or we sit in his car.
How romantic.
He started out nice at first. And he was after me. I'm just kind of briefly kind of cutting through the point so Delta can go ahead on and answer. He started out nice at first, chased me for months, and then when I decided to go ahead on and go out with him, our first date was very nice, and so was the second one. And then after that, there were no more dates. No more going out. No more
No more meals. No more dinners. I asked him about going out to a concert.
Oh.
And he said nothing. But he always wants to come over to my house and have sex with me.
Oh.
And I want to tell him that I feel he's using me and he's not respecting me, but I'm not sure how to express it. Well, hell, I say you just tell him that.
Hmm.
She says she's not sure how to express her feelings to him because she does like him, and she's not sure if maybe he just thinks that she doesn't want to go out, or is she not worthy of going taking out. Okay, it's some rattling, it's some moving going on. Somebody's fumbling some paper. And so Delta, she wants to know, how should she address this? Should she stop seeing him, or should she mention this to him? Should she tell him that she wants to go out and not just go sit in his car and have sex, or come over to her house and have sex? So what should she do, Delta?
She already sound crazy. She already sound crazy. You know what? I tell you, like Steve Harvey said, and Delta get back on what Delta said. Steve Harvey said, you crazy for even writing the letter. They even let anybody know what's going on. Well, one thing about it, she ought to have enough self-respect about herself that I'm not going to be no car woman, and I'm not going to be a booty call woman, and I'm not going to be somewhere where you can just come and dump some sperm on me and go on about your business. Because you can get sex anywhere and get attacked. Because women, I must say, the minute they started having sex, they get attacked. A man can have sex all day long and he don't never get attacked, Charlie. He'll move right on to the next woman. So if you done ate three meals and you done got attacked, something is wrong with you. Because it takes more than three meals for me to be attacked. It takes a car note being paid for me to get attacked. It takes light bill being attacked for me to get be attacked. It takes mortgage to be paid for me.
So
to
are
get
you
attacked.
Saying no romance, no finance, no no romance?
But he not giving her nothing. A real man, he gonna do right by you. He won't take you to no car. And he won't take you to no back seat. He will have a place to take you. Other than that, you can't go nowhere. No, you can't go nowhere because he don't want you. He wants the one that he's taking out in public. He wants you that he can keep you in the room when his penis get hard and he needs for it to explode. He got a fool to come and dump it to. So you got to wake up and say, hey, I respect myself better than this. You're not going to use me every time your penis get hard. And you don't come. You know, that's all you want to do is come and dump yourself or dump your semen on me. I don't think so. I regard myself better than that. And you should think highly of yourself better than that. You don't need a letter to tell me that, but I guess you do. Some folks need encouragement. But you know what? Let me stop fussing at my folks.
Yeah, sometimes they don't know.
That's what Delta is here for, to tell you better.
Right.
Because you know what? I have a mother, and my mother just didn't play that. You would got beat to death if you even thought about it. Oh, God, I don't even want to think about it. That woman didn't play. And you know what, young girl? And you know what? Just like our gentleman called in earlier, let me back up. Just like our gentleman called in early, and RJ, I wish you keep that number from that man so I can put it on our text list. The young man, the man that called in and said he had a son taken, and he was saying the mothers wants to be the friend. And seeing this what's going on. You got babies, raising babies, and they want to be their friend, and they not teaching young girls how to respect, they said. They teach the young girls how to be coochie, and loose. When we
That's
was
true
coming
now.
Up, when
well,
we were coming up, you couldn't be coochie, and loose.
You know,
well,
what? And
but
I said, I had to give a talk at my mother's funeral, and I remember my sister stayed out, and this is a true statement. I told my niece, we had to reflect on my mother, and I told my niece, I said, you don't know this, I said, but your daddy, this is how your mother and father got married. I said, your father kept your mother out. My mother warned him and told him, if you keep her out after 12 o'clock, you won't have to take her. He did it one time, and the second time when he did it, my mother met my sister at the door. And see, back then, young men didn't drive off. They sat in their car and waited for you to get in the house. So this is what my sister's husband was doing. He was sitting and waiting for her to get in the house. My mother begged for the young man to come. And when he came, my mother said, didn't I told you that my daughter cannot stay out after 12 o'clock? I'm raising other girls in this house, and I'm a single parent, even though my sister was grown. My mother begged for the young man to come, and my mother pushed my sister out the door, said, now, if she good enough for you to keep her out after 12 o'clock, now you take her and put her in a place. And they've been married for 40 years ever since. And you got to teach yourself how to respect it. And if you're not, you got to go back to that old time of way. My granddaughter came down to live with me, and she's 12 years old, and I heard her tell her mother, Mama, I'm in prison. What a 12-year-old girl doing with a cell phone? What a 12-year-old girl doing, talking about she running, she going to the movie, I don't play that. Her mother, she is in prison. No, this is what's wrong today.
So, young ladies, we got to respect ourselves, and we, as mothers, we got to teach young ladies how to respect themselves. But no, baby, you're not being respected. You being steaming all over like a mess. And because a real man wouldn't do that to you.
Lord,
a real man would respect you and treat you right. He wouldn't just be a booty call. Because that's all you is, you're the booty call. But the real woman going home to see the mama, not the booty call. Tell the cuckoo. Call me when you need something else answered.
Thank you.
Ooh, you hard.
No, that the way my mother, with the way my mother raised me.
Hard.
What? Give her some kind of guidance as to what she should say, because evidently she knows that this is not right, because that's why she's writing in.
Well,
she knows that this is not right, but she doesn't know. Nobody has told her, you know, so tell her what to say, how to approach it.
To say, I love myself better than you, and I would not let you treat me like this anymore. I am better than a backseat. I am a respected woman, and I got a little feeling for you, but my self-respect is more than anything.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let you treat me this way. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. Goodbye.
And look yourself in the mirror. Because when she wrote the letter, she was already telling us what it was.
Yeah.
And she just needed to look when she wrote the letter.
Yeah.
They just need
the confirmation from someone else.
Yeah.
They just need to hear something from someone. It's just like when we go to a therapist. Therapists, they don't give you the answer. They just make you think about what you're feeling.
Right.
Because they always ask, well, how does that make you feel?
Right. Right.
How does that make you feel? Well, what did you
exactly.
feel when that happened?
Basically what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
they're saying. Yeah. So really, she think about it. You just said it, Black Rose. She basically answering her own question.
Wait a minute.
It's
wait
making
a minute.
Her feel self-worthy.
That moving has got to stop. Y'all know we on air.
That self-moving.
Okay,
what I was saying, Black Rose, you absolutely correct. Her self-worthy is actually. It's at stage. The way she feel about herself, the way she even thinking about herself, she know it's wrong, like you said. But she need a little push. She don't like the way he's treating her. She know he's just coming for sex. You won't take me out to eat.
You won't take me nowhere.
Right.
You know, a
lot of men do that. A lot of men do that.
They sure do.
A couple of times.
They do that if you let them.
Yeah, if you let them.
Real men don't do that.
No. And I think that people, period, a man or a woman, they will treat you how you allow them to treat you.
Yes.
Once you put your foot down or once you set your standards, you tell them, no, you can't just come pick me up and I'm going over your house, or you just come and sitting up over here soaking up my air, watching my cable, eating up my food, you know, and we don't do anything. You know, I'm not trying to say that every time.
Nine times out of ten, when they do that like that and they're not taking you nowhere, there's another woman involved.
Absolutely. My daddy told me that a man will invest in you, and that's not just money. That's time. That's him. Him giving himself to you. Not just sexually. So, he needs to invest in you.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to
show you. Well, if we go back to the old ways, it seems to me if we go back to the old ways, we should really talk about the other option of remaining celibate until you have a serious commitment, like, you know, an engagement at least, or, you know, till you got them papers on them. Because if we're going back to the old days in one respect, that is an option, because that's when people get hurt, when you are giving your body is the most valuable thing you can give a man. And you give them the most valuable thing, and then you start feeling bad because you've given them what you can give them that's the most valuable thing, and then they aren't investing in you, for lack of a better word. And I'm not talking just money, like you just said. Energy, time, emotion, and even some kind of security for the future, because that's what women are looking for, love. And security as well. Your average woman, that's what she's looking for. Now, there are some people that are different now, and times are different. I realize that some people just want to please the sexual side of themselves, and that's what they do, and, you know, that's fine. But I don't know. I think, what are women looking for? I don't know. I might be off base on that one.
Some women, Miss Eisenhower, are looking for love, they're looking for romance, they're looking for finance, and some of them is looking truly just to be loved. But me, I'm looking for finance is number one. I'm just keeping it real.
Okay, gold diggers.
Finance number one.
Security.
For me, I'm speaking for Jeffrey Cooper. Finance is number one. Because one thing I know, if you take care of me, I'm going to automatically love you. Tell me what fool in their right mind, if a man going to work and take care of you, you're not going to fall in love with him. Why you want to bring one in the house and you got to work and take care of him with your food stamp and your welfare? Now, that don't make no sense. Well, Mississippi just passed a law. Let me tell y'all what. We just got a law, and it's going to take effect. See, these people got a plan for us. I'm jumping off the subject, but I want to tell you this right quick. These Republicans got a plan. In Mississippi, in the House, they got rid of all the Democrats, and the House is totally Republican. They had one tie vote. It was supposed to be a Democrat. They got him out of the way some kind of way, said that he didn't have the right kind of vote. And the man was in office, and they voted, the Republican Congress took him out of the way. Now they got all Republican Congress. Now they got the food stamp. Listen to what they got, an agenda. Now they got food stamp. You cannot have food stamp anymore. Starting March the 1st. They're going to start it February the 1st, but the people complaining. So starting March the 1st,
If you don't go do volunteer work or have a job, that's it. You can only get them for 3 months. That's it. That's the bottom line on Mississippi.
What?
The law take effect March the 1st.
So you can only have food aid for three months.
You must participate
in some volunteer work and or either 20 hours a week.
And you got to have a job. 20 hours. If you don't have that, you ain't get no food stamp.
What?
Take effect March the 1st.
Well, all right then. Well, Delta, better tell those girls down there. They got to get it together.
No, better tell those girls to close their legs and quit having a bunch of bitties, like 6 or 8 or 9 bitties running behind them. It's time for them to close the pen up.
All right, then. Well, on that note, we will close it out, and we will be back on Friday night here at the Lotus Place. Thank you so much for tuning in. Peace and good night, and namaste.
Namaste.